every spring it happens, like so many good things do. My big brother climbs the birch trees, collecting moth cocoons. He puts them in a shoebox, and he waits for them to hatch. Giant polythemous moths, 21 or 2 in the batch. And when they hatch, it's showtime. The family watches with delight as he puts them on the kitchen curtains so they can hang their wet wings against the light, and slowly they uncrumple. And hours may go by, but you know patience is a virtue when you see them start to fly. And every spring it happens, like so many good things do. My big brother climbs the birch trees, collecting moth cocoons. Now they're twice the size of swallowtail. Morning cloaks and monarchs are no match. Wings tan and brown, thick as velvet, with painted decoy eyes, blue and black. And when their furry wings get dry enough, they fly from room to room. Their legs are like tarantulas, and they sometimes land on you. But they have no bite or stinger. They are born without a mouth. They have one day to live and die, and so it's time for John to let them out. And every spring it happens, like so many good things do. My big brother climbs the birch trees, collecting moth cocoons. He has a microscope and a clarinet, and he's happy on his limb. He loves me as I am, and I want to be like him. He's good at drawing dinosaurs, prehistoric murals fill his room. He lets me in when I am bored, when I need a cocoon. Now one by one they leave us from the branches of our yard, and I'm sure no one would believe us if we told them it was hard. See them fly beyond our fences, the wind lifts their body's weight. To find the nearest birch trees, to find their mates and lay their eggs. So that every spring it happens, like a flower in the bloom. My brother John emerges to climb the birches for moth cocoons. My big brother climbs the birch trees.